Fragments. December 15th, 1902. Typed. The Food Work. The Lord is always to be honored and glorified. He is the fountain of life. It is easy for him to change the wilderness into a fruitful field, that his people may be sustained. It is he who gives the sunshine and shower that causes vegetation to flourish. He gives life to the seed placed in the earth, causing it to spring up and bear fruit. He bids me say to his people in every place, put your faculties to use. He will give you wisdom that will enable you to produce wholesome foods. He has not confined his knowledge to any one company of men. Satan will tempt those who have been taught by God to make healthful foods to say, when others use the productions of earth and tree in making foods that may perhaps be somewhat similar, that they are infringing on their rights. But God never designed that a few men should monopolize the advantages of the food interests, forcing others, who need the same advantages, to bind themselves to fulfill certain conditions. My brethren, the Lord is good, and He works with equity. He has blessings for His people in every place. The food business is not to be confined to one company of men. It is the Lord's work, not the work of one or two minds. There are many to whom the Lord will give a knowledge of how to combine the productions of the earth into healthful foods. Every ray of light on this subject is to be cherished. Looking to the source of all light and placing themselves in close connection with the Holy Spirit, God's people in each country are to use the productions of that country in a way that will best help those in need of help. Out of the cities. Lot had chosen Sodom as a dwelling place because of its great natural advantages. Was it not in beauty as a second Eden? But he lost all by his choice. The people of Sodom were very wicked, and his children were corrupted by its evil practices. Lot was disgusted and grieved by the abominations of the city. His righteous soul was vexed from day to day. 2 Peter 2, verse 8. God sent messengers to tell Lot that he had decided to destroy the city and that he must flee without delay. The angels might have carried Lot away to a place of safety, but God does not carry men when they can walk, and Lot was bidden to flee. But he must arise and gird himself and flee in all haste. His own will, his own muscles, carried him into Sodom, and his will must unite with God's will in carrying him out. His wife's desire to remain in the city, even after the wrath of God had fallen upon it, left her upon the plains, a pillar of salt. Today the Lord tells man what to do to save his soul, promising to cooperate with him as he obeys. He says to us, come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. Many place themselves where it is difficult to maintain integrity and preserve purity. God gives to them the warning to flee out of Sodom, but they cling to their own ideas and think that they know best, and the work that they could do out of the cities, they do for the sake of convenience in the cities. They gather round them workers who ought to be out of the cities. Some of these workers may be unbelievers, but they might be converted if the religious interests were made first. The Lord calls for those in positions of trust in His cause to make centers for their work out of the cities, that they may call round them believers and unbelievers, and then make every provision to give them religious advantages. Tested and tried. Christians will be tested and tried. But if they are sincerely trying to serve God, strength will be given them for every conflict. They are not to listen to the false reports that come to their ears, but are to go straight forward in the path of duty. They are to learn to think for themselves, and their actions are ever to be in accordance with the Word of God. Do not go out of your way to call your enemy to account. His words of censure and malice are like sparks which, if not blown upon and fed, will go out of themselves. Live down the evil reports of those whose tongues are set on fire of hell. If you stop to dispute, you will but open the way for further abuse. Often difficulties may be healed by silence. Let the evil talker alone. Go about your work as one who has a sacred trust to fulfill. When you are criticized, move on as one who hears not. Your heart may be wounded. Nevertheless, do not allow yourself to be turned aside from your work. Give your time and attention to matters of eternal interest. Christ is your example. He came to this world and in humanity lived the life that He desires you to live. Look to Him. Study His plans and purposes and methods. His life is our lesson book. A divine human Savior, He stands before us with the invitation, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Christ's life is a perfect revelation of God's character. What then is our duty, Paul tells us? Christ revealed Himself to Paul as he was persecuting the saints, and he declared, "I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." Acts 26, verse 19. Henceforth, his one desire was to preach Christ and Him crucified. Writing to the Ephesians, he says, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 3, verse 8-11.